you're here in Denver, which must be just so different for you here as a career change. We'll get to that in a minute. You're meeting everyone. You just said during a press conference how you intended this to be a visit. And then you see Aqib sitting behind you on the plane. Is that when it kind of clicked that this you're going to fly home likely a Bronco? I just found that to be so unique.
I think sometimes you go into a situation, you are comfortable with going into a situation. That's why you're getting on the plane. Mm-hmm. So it entices you. And then you start seeing, you know, moves that the team is making and what they're really trying to do. And when you think about defense, you know, defense wins championships. Right. When you have like Ward and, you know, Tlaib in here, and you got Von Miller, and it just, you know, so many, you know, great defensive guys that can play. And now I look in my back seat, and I'm like, you know what? That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to build a defense that can sort of solidify what this team is about. And I feel like, you know what, I need to be part of that. Let me really go in and start digging into things and seeing how interested are they.
When a message, can it be that clear to players when someone like John Elway and Pat Bowlen and the Broncos, what they're trying to build, that resonates, it sounds like?
Yes. The image that they're trying to build right now is, you know, have the top defense in the league, because we were the top offense in the league last year. So why not have both? And making a statement that, you know what, you know, we played a great defense in Seattle last year, and we see how important it is to have, you know, a great defensive team. So let's, you know, really beef up on our defense, and let's not let that happen again. They're trying to make that statement that we're forced to be reckoned with.
When something like this happens, when you're so used to a certain culture, environment, organization for so long, and then you switch. Has that sunk in yet?
No.
Considering how quickly this has happened?
No, it hadn't sunk in yet, but the tradition has.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what it's about. It's sort of what this organization has been doing and been doing for a long time, and especially just the fan base also. Their fan base is great, and it's not. It's almost like want to change the colors. You're changing the colors, and you're in the same situation right now.
Yeah.
And I feel great about it.
So as hard as a 24-hour period like this can be for a player, for you, was this an easy decision?
It was an easy decision for me. After, you know, Jerry Jones granted me the opportunity to say, you know what, you can test the free agent market and see how things are. That's when my wheels get to turning. I mean, you don't think about all of a sudden 24 hours you're playing for another team.
Yeah.
But you think about, okay, well, now think about your family. You think about the opportunities that are out there. And you want to be part of something great. And that's why I chose the Broncos.
You guys are all friends throughout the league. These are guys that, as a defender, you won't have to prepare for anymore,
right?
Even if it's once every four
right.
years.
But right.
still, these guys are on your team.
Right.
What's
right.
that like?
You know, it feels good to have those type of guys on your team, guys that are, you know, straight up business, mm-hmm. and they know exactly what they want, and also outstanding guys and great players, and that's what I want to be part of.
With Champ Bailey leaving last week, this defense, Wesley Woodyard's looking at some other teams. There's a chance for others to step up and be leaders. Not to say you're going to walk in and do it right away as a new player, but that's what I think in April when the offseason program starts. You start kind of building these relationships so that when you get to camp, you guys are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe the
I think,
the
yeah, I think the main thing is going in and gaining the respect of all the guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go in and have all the accolades or whatever you want, but at the end of the day, how hard are you working? What are you bringing to the table, and how hard do you want it? And when guys see that, that's when you get the respect from them. You earn that respect from those guys, and that's what I'm here to do.
The next couple of days, couple of weeks, got to find a realtor.
I got to find a realtor. I got to find out how to get my car here, because you got to have a car with snow tires on it. It's not yet, but,
right.
you know, but the thing is, you know, it's a transition,
yeah.
and, you know, you can figure that out along the way.